which we were hoping to introduce, offer improved sensitivity. There was no requirement for an immediate pathologist to be present, and they can produce quantitative results. Indeed, health economic analysis published by the York Centre for Health Economics has commented that because of the reduction in second operations and therefore the reduction in bed days, a potential saving of £5 million could be conferred if there was widespread adoption of this technique. But this was based on a 28% positive node rate and an assumption that all of those 28% of patients would avoid a second operation if you found that their axilla was positive intraoperatively. But we know that there are other reasons why patients go on to have a second operation other than just to clear the axilla.